This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A global technology outage, grounded flights, knocked banks offline and media outlets off air after a faulty software update disrupted companies and services around the world and highlighted their dependence on just a handful of providers. Cybersecurity from CrowdStrike said that the trouble with the update is an issue that was affecting computers running Microsoft Windows was not a security incident or a cyber attack. It said a fix was on the way. Hours later, disruptions continued. Some repairs were made. Long lines formed at airports in the U.S., Europe, and Asia as airlines lost access to check-in and booking services at a time when many travelers are heading for a vacation. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has been convicted of espionage charges that his employer and the U.S. have rejected. He was sentenced to 16 years in prison after a secretive and rapid trial in the country's highly politicized legal system. The conclusion of the trial could potentially clear the way for a prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington. An Iranian-made drone sent by Yemen's Houthi rebels struck Israel on Friday, leaving one person dead and at least 10 wounded. The strike rumbled through central Tel Aviv, causing shrapnel to rain down and spread shards of glass. The Houthis claimed responsibility for the attack, which was their first lethal strike in Israel. The Iran-backed Houthis have launched drones and missiles toward Israel throughout the war, but until Friday, they were all intercepted. The Houthis claimed their newest drones are capable of permeating Israel's aerial defense system. This is VOA News. The top United Nations court now says that Israel's presence in a Palestinian-occupied territories is unlawful and called on it to end for a settlement construction to stop immediately. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu quickly denounced that non-binding opinion issued Friday by the 15-judge panel of the International Court of Justice that the unprecedented and sweeping condemnation of Israel's rule over the lands it captured 57 years ago could increase the country's isolation. Friday's decision is separate from South Africa's case, saying Israel's war in Gaza amounts to genocide, a charge that Israel has denied. A rapidly growing chorus of Democratic lawmakers continues to call for U.S. President Joe Biden to drop his reelection bid, even as the president insists he is ready to return to the campaign trail to counter what he calls a dark vision laid out by Republican Donald Trump. Biden continues to resist the pressure to drop out of the election, and he appeals for a party united to take on the former president. Sidelined with COVID-19, Biden is working to hold off pressure from Democrats at the highest levels. Biden's campaign chair on Friday acknowledged slippage in support, but he told MSNBC that campaign sees multiple paths to beating former President Donald Trump. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's government has now announced a nationwide curfew across Bangladesh and ordered the deployment of military forces to maintain order following days of deadly clashes over the allocation of government jobs. The announcement was made by the General Secretary of the ruling League Party. It came after police and security officials fired on protesters Friday and banned all gatherings in the capital. Media reports say several people were killed, with some saying as many as 3 people are dead. For 3 decades, the European leaders have come and gone, but Alexander Lukashenko remains in absolute control of Belarus. Saturday marks 30 years he's been in power, one of the world's longest-serving and most ruthless leaders, as many say. He has done that by harshly silencing all dissent, reverting to Soviet-style economic controls and methods, and cozying up to Russia, even as he sometimes tilted toward the West. The 69-year-old leader was dubbed Europe's last dictator early in his tenure. In 2020, he was elected to a 6th term, and balloting, widely seen as home and as rigged at home and abroad. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.